are you doing? Danny Camrew here, and this is episode number 5 of my podcast. Whoop, whoop. Absolutely loving them and absolutely loving your feedback. So please, if you listen and if you take value from them, please tag me in Instagram. My Instagram name is Juicy Danny. I love to hear how much I'm helping everyone, how much you're listening to these, how much you're enjoying them, and how much you're taking value from them. Today's episode, I am so excited about because it's something that I am super, super passionate about. Today, I'm going to be talking about the power of events. Now, this is something that really excites me because obviously, not just in network marketing, but in the world generally, we have been in lockdown for a long time, okay? So for like 18 months or so, we couldn't have any face-to-face events in this industry. And I mean, even outside of this industry, you know, we couldn't see our family. So, you know, more and more people were like doing Zoom calls and hosting online events, whether that just be, you know, meeting up with their family or meeting their team or doing their Zoom calls and doing their events online. We actually had like big company events online. And our company really stepped up, and so did we as a team, in like hosting these virtual events. And they were fantastic. They were as good as they could be. And, you know, our company did really step up, which I'm sure whatever company you're in, you did something similar online. And as a team, we hosted like virtual Christmas parties and award ceremonies all online. And it was incredible, and it got us through, and it kept that team community. And I was literally so proud of our industry during that time, actually, more than any other time, because, you know, we are used to meeting face to face and stuff like that, and it was a hard time to get us all through. But you know, I know that like mental health wise, it really kept me going, being a part of the community and being able to do the online events and keeping everyone engaged. And I know a lot of the team and my team all said, you know, that having this business throughout that time really kept them going. Having the team calls, having the team events, like coming online and getting together, made people feel not alone, right? Because lockdown was a lonely time for some people, and this industry was really amazing how it kept everyone together and kept everyone going. Not only that, we obviously had like tremendous growth during lockdown because so many more people were open to the idea of working from home and work from home opportunity, and the industry thrived, didn't it? So it was amazing, and it did 100% keep me going. However, I love face-to-face events. So for a majority of this call, I'm going to be talking about face-to-face events. And if you are new to this industry, and maybe you joined during lockdown, because you know what? A lot of people did over the last couple of years with what's been going on. A lot of people joined our industry, and online events and Zoom calls and stuff like that might be all you know right now, right? And let me just tell you, you are in for a massive treat, right? Because face-to-face events are where the fun happens. So if you are someone that you have only been within the network marketing industry throughout the last 2 years and you haven't been able to come to a face-to-face event, oh my God, let me just tell you, this is where it gets exciting. This is where it gets more interesting. This is where your life is really going to change, okay? Because lives change during events. It's just fact. Okay, so big company events. We are so lucky within our company that we have a company event coming up within the next month. Now, we haven't had a face-to-face like convention, like event of this size since 2019. Right? The end of 2019, it was November 2019. We were due to have our next one in May, which obviously we couldn't because we then went into lockdown, May 2020. So yeah, November 2019 was our last event, and obviously it was incredible. And we haven't been able to have one since. So I am so excited that within our company, we have our event coming up, and hopefully whatever company you are in, you have some face-to-face events coming up soon as well. So why are these absolutely incredible, right? They are absolutely incredible for so many reasons. So obviously, we can share stories on Zoom calls and we can see how much people have changed their life. I can sit here with you now, you're listening to my voice, and I could tell you how I've become a six-figure earner, how this industry has changed my life, things I've been able to do with my family, how much my life has changed, my dream house I've bought, my dream car I've bought, the holidays I go on. And you can listen to me and you can feel inspired by that. Of course you can, okay? You can see the emotion in my voice when I'm talking to you about these things. My life has changed because of this industry. However, there is nothing like seeing the emotion in my eyes when I'm telling my stories, okay? Like, emotion comes from seeing someone's face and actually being there face to face. It's something that you can't get from a podcast. It's something that you can't get from a Zoom call. The real life emotion happens when you are in that room and you are watching someone in that stage. I mean, the favorite part of convention for me is recognition. And I am always at the front and I am always like, I'm an emotional person anyway, but recognition gets me in bits. And I think that's because I know what it truly means to that person. This industry's changed my life. So when I watch someone else up there, it doesn't matter whether I know them or not. Like, I've been to conventions and they're in different languages. And I don't even know what the people are saying, but it's the emotion that gets me and makes me so emotional and makes me cry. When I see someone else crying because of how much this industry has changed their life, that's all you need to see. So it really is the emotion of a convention and the face-to-face interaction that will truly, truly change your life. Now, if you are coming up and going to your first convention, a couple of things that I want you to take note of when you're there, okay, is obviously you're going to sit in the crowd and you're going to look up at people on the stage that are telling you stories about how they've completely changed their life. What I would say to you is take it in. It's so easy to be talking to the person next to you. It's so easy to be getting your phone out. It's so easily to be going to the toilet, right? And I've seen it. I've taken thousands of team members to conventions along over the years, right? And I've seen the people that get it and I've seen the emotion in people's eyes. I love to look around at my team and look at their faces, and you can see the people that are whispering in each other's ears, the people that eating food, the people that are nipping off to the toilet, right? You can see that, and you can see the people that are sat there and are truly taking it in. And those are the people that are going to go home from convention and they're going to take action because of something they've seen or heard, something that's resonated with them, a real story that they've heard that's really touched their heart, that's made them think, you know what, if this person can do it, I can do it. And you never know at convention when that point is going to be. You never know what speaker is going to come on and you're going to hear that one piece of key information that's going to make you think, that's going to resonate with you so much, that's going to give you that effort moment where you're like, you know what, I'm doing this. No matter what it takes, I am smashing this industry and I am changing my life. So my advice to you would be, take it all in. Don't be one of them people that are like, right, I'm going to miss this one. I'm going to go out to get some lunch. I'm going to miss this bit. I'm going to go to the toilet. I'm going to talk to my friend next to me and I'm going to miss this bit. Please listen to the information that's being shared with you and to the stories that are being shared with you, because you never know which piece is going to be the piece that's going to make you go, oh my God, I totally get it. I'm going to get home and I'm going to change my life. The next bit I'm going to say is, do not miss out on team community opportunities in terms of, like, you know, take advantage of the situation when you're there, okay? So, you know, apart from when you're listening to the speakers, there's going to be other times where we get breaks and stuff like that, right? You're going to have a party, you're going to get dressed up. Use it, like we all know, attraction marketing works. Attraction marketing is the best thing that you're going to use to grow your business. And this is why I've grown my business to the extent that it's at. If you see me and I'm out with a team, I am taking advantage of the opportunity. If I'm out shopping, I'm taking advantage. If I'm in the supermarket, I'm taking advantage, you know? I believe everything is a post, everything is content. We can make everything exciting. And a convention is the most exciting thing ever. For people to see that on the outside and to see what we're a part of, to see that we're a part of the bigger picture, that is powerful, especially as we have been in lockdown over the past 2 years. So your social media may have just seen you on a Zoom call, you at home, you doing the business at home around your children, right? Which is nice that we can make money from home. But how much more powerful is it that we are a part of something so much bigger than us? We are part of not just our incredible team, but our incredible company and all of this community and all of this fun and all of this excitement, right? We are a part of that. So we need to make sure that we are creating content while we're at events to show this and to show that outside world, right? This is what we do. We post on social media. We do attraction marketing. You have to make sure you're taking advantage of it, right? So you've got to do things like going live on your Facebook, right? Making sure your stories are interesting and showing everything, showing like the speakers, showing like your team, showing like everything that you can possibly show. If you go out for a team meal, if you're getting ready to go to the party of an evening, right? If you're writing your goals down on like a board there, like make content out of everything, right? Creating reels with your team. Reels is obviously something I've done a whole podcast on it that are really, really important right now. So make sure that you're doing this. How easy is it at convention attention to get real content with your team and to make it so interesting and so amazing and so attractive. And another massive tip is talk to everyone. Every single person that you can talk to, talk to. If you've got someone you look up to in the business, go and ask them for a selfie. Take a picture of them, because there's going to be a call that you then get on with them later down the line. And if you've got a picture of you and them together, you can use that as your content. Like, literally make sure you are taking pictures and talking to everyone. I mean, I'm obviously a top earner within my company. And when I go to conventions, I get bombarded with people coming. Can I have a selfie with you? Can I have a selfie with you? Can I just chat to you for 5 minutes? How do you do this? How do you do that? And you know what? I would never, ever, ever make someone feel bad for coming over and doing that. I actually think this is how we grow. These are actually the people that I want to talk to. These are the people that are going out of their comfort zone, going up to someone and wanting to learn and wanting to grow and wanting to take a selfie and wanting to post that on social media, showing people, like, people that are successful and people that they aspire to be like, right? So never ever feel like someone that you're going up to is going to be rude to you or mean to you or anything like that. We all do personal development in this industry. Generally, we're just all really nice people, okay? So if you are within my company and you are obviously listening to this and you are inspired by me, come up, find me, take a selfie, okay? I will be absolutely honoured and happy for you to do that. So make sure you talk to everyone. And this is where I'm going to come to talking to you about my story about the first convention that I went to, okay? And this is why I'm so passionate about events and conventions, okay? So my first convention that I went to, I was a couple of positions into my company, into my comp plan. So I was earning an extra few hundred pounds a month. I had no team to take with me. I conned Ross into taking into coming. I was like, it's going to be amazing. Now, at this point, you all may know that Ross does the business with me. My husband does the business with me, and he absolutely loves it as well. And he's retired from his career as well, and we love it together. But at this point, he never did it with me, right? So he just come to support me. He didn't really know what he was coming to, but I took him with me. And that was great. If you can take your partners with you, especially if you've got an unsupportive partner, once they see what we see at convention, they will obviously have their light bulb moment as well, and they will go, do you know what, you are gonna smash it, like do it. And they will encourage you if they are being quite negative at the moment. If you get them to see what we see at convention, there's no way that they will be. So I brought him with me. We had no team at the time. There was thousands of people there, and I was blown away, to be honest, because I had no idea of what I was a part of. I had no idea of how big the company was, of how big the vision was. Like, I was just there at this point to make an extra few hundred pounds a month selling a product that I loved. I didn't realise what I was a part of. And that's why it's important to get to convention as well, because you see the bigger picture. You see the corporate team, you see the company, and we saw, like, all the health professionals talking about the product. And I was like, you know what? I'm a part of something so massive. Like, I never even realised. So when we got there, I was so overwhelmed by all the people. And the first thing I noticed was a big wall, which was what I call like a commitment wall, where we write on there what we commit to be by the next convention. So like a position or what you commit to achieve. And I wrote on there, I'm going to be, which is in my company, the pinnacle position, which I at the time didn't understand the compensation plan. I didn't know how hard it was going to be to get there. But what I did see was the people that were like talking on the stage and the people that were in VIP, having their hair and makeup done, drinking champagne, living their best life. They were at this position or above. So I was like, well, this is the goal, isn't it? This is where I want to be. Like, that's it. Like, there's no if, buts, or maybe about it. Like, this is what I want to be. So I wrote on there, I commit to be in this pinnacle position by the next convention. And of course, I got home from that convention and I worked bloody hard. And I did it, because I made that commitment and I meant it. When I wrote that commitment up on that board, I had such a fire in my belly from that convention that nothing was going to stop me from doing it. And that's the beauty of this business, right? You're in control of it. No one can stop you from getting to the top. It's up to you. If it's meant to be, it's up to me. And it's 100% true. If you make a goal and you're like, right, this is the position I'm going to be by the time I come back to the convention, I'm going to be up on stage as this position, that is up to you. That is down to you. No one can stop you from doing it. And that's why I love this industry so much, because you are in control, right? When you go and do the lottery, you're not in control of whether you win or not. When you go into work and you're like, right, I want to apply for, you know, a different position, I want to get a promotion, you're not in control of that. Someone else is in control of that, right? Your boss might be in control of that. Who you're in competition with might be in control of that. But in this industry, no one is in control of that. You are in control of it, right? And that's what I love about it. So when I wrote that commitment on the board, I understood that I could do that. I understood that that was down to me. That's down to my work ethic. That's down to how much I work on myself. That's down to how much I want to put into it. That's down to how much I need to go out there and find people and help them change my life so I can change my life and reach this goal as well, right? It's down to you. So firstly, guys, I really want you to understand that, right? Write it down. If it's meant to be, it's up to me. It's down to you. That's what's incredible about this industry. No one can stop you. If you want to do it, you can do it. Right? So I wrote my commitment down and I meant it. There was no way I was coming back to the convention, not as that position, right? I was coming back to the next one as that position. I saw the people walk stage. I saw the people get their trophies and get their recognition. And I was like, that is exactly what I'm doing, right? So I made sure that it happened. Now, what else changed me at that convention? Listening to the stories, right? So I sat in the crowd. I looked up at the people on the stage, and there was a couple on the stage, actually, and the lady was a teacher, and they had their family on stage with them as well, and this really resonated with me. This was, I suppose, my light bulb moment, where I was like, this lady's a teacher, the same as me. She's got a husband up there, so she's working in the business with the husband, and I saw the vision then that one day I could be doing this with Ross, and it's so crazy how things happen and how the law of attraction works and how we're now actually doing that. Like, it's absolutely crazy. And I was like, right, this is it. Like, I'm going to do it. And I saw this massive vision. And do you know what scares me? What scares me is if I didn't get to that convention so early on, would I have seen what I saw? Would I have felt that from Zoom call? Would I have felt that from getting on a Zoom? Probably not. I probably would have never understood fully what this industry, what this company could give me if I didn't get to that event. So this is why I'm talking about events today, because you might have upcoming events in your company and it's just so important that you get to them. So I then, from then on, built convention to convention. So I come back to the next convention as that position. And every time I come back to convention, that's how I built. I put it on my vision board. As soon as I come home from convention, right, you know, I've gone that position at that one. Next time I'm going to be on stage as that one. Next time I'm going to be on stage as that one. So the next one I come back as the pinnacle position, which was amazing. I told myself the next time I want to come back as a main stage speaker. Bearing in mind, at this point, I didn't do live videos. Like, I wasn't confident. But I looked at the people on the stage and I thought, do you know what? I would freaking love to do that. Like, I was thinking, I don't know if I could. It looks freaking scary, but I would love to. And I put it on my vision board. I come back as a main stage speaker, and that was incredible. Like, getting that crowd going, like, standing up there. It was amazing. And I spoke about believing in yourself, and it was just an incredible thing to do. And I hit position every single convention that I went to, and it led us up to a massive one that we had, which was like a European convention. And it was so weird because so early on, I knew about this European convention, and I said, that's the convention I'm gonna go to, and I'm gonna be the top position in the company. I'm gonna get recognized as the top position in the company at that convention. And I put it on every single vision board, and it's so crazy that I made it happen. And I went to that European convention, and oh my God, like, I would have done the whole 5 years in network marketing just for how I felt at that moment on that stage getting that recognition. Take the money away, take how much my life has changed away. I would do it all for that day. And it was, that feeling was incredible. So I remember being behind stage. There was 10,000 people in this arena from all around Europe. It was absolutely crazy. Actually, we had Craig David singing at that convention, performing at that convention. We had Bear Grylls there. So I was sharing the stage with some incredible people. I was a main stage speaker there as well. But I remember being behind stage, preparing for this recognition, and I remember going on, and they let fireworks off straight away. It was a big thing. It was a top position in the company. They let fireworks off, and then they started to play a video, which I didn't know what was happening. It was a video from, like, my daughter, some of my team, my husband, all talking about how proud they were of me for hitting this position, and I was just in floods of tears. I was just like, it was such a surreal, overwhelming feeling, guys. It was so emotional. I'm getting emotional now just thinking about it. It was phenomenal. The feeling of proudness of, I did it. Yeah, I've worked for 5 years. I've got up early. I've gone to bed late. You know, I've kept this vision in my mind no matter what come at me, no matter how hard the journey got. I just kept on going. No matter how much people tried to distract me from my journey, no matter how much people tried to bring me down, I just kept on going, and I kept the belief, and I kept the belief, and I kept the belief. And all of that keeping on going and having tunnel vision and going no matter what, led up to this moment of me being on stage with everyone shouting out my name, screaming my name, cheering me, fireworks going off, this video being played of my baby telling me how proud she was of me. And I was just like, it was all worth it, right? And guys, let me tell you, the journey is phenomenal and you're going to have an incredible time along the way. But the feeling when you hit the top, oh my God, right? It was so overwhelming. Wiping my eyes now, wiping the tears back, because I'm closing my eyes as I'm talking to you on this podcast, and I'm just getting really into the emotion and the feeling of how I felt up on that stage. And it was mind-blowing. And I'll tell you what, right, if you are in this industry, which you probably are if you're listening to this, make sure you get that feeling. Make sure you hit top rank. Make sure you have that moment on that stage with everyone cheering your name. Because I tell you, every single thing that you might be going through right now, you know, days when you feel like you can't get an order, days when you feel like you're not getting a like on your post and no one's watching, days when you get people tell you your business is a scam and it ain't gonna work, days when you just feel like you can't do it anymore, trust me, keep doing it. And for that moment when you're up on that stage, it will all be worth it, right? You will be glad you carried on when the times are hard, because there is nothing, I don't feel nothing prouder than that moment. It was probably one of the best days of my whole life, right? It was absolutely phenomenal. And I was on stage after they played the video. I had to speak. I had to do a speech, right? My presidential marketing director speech. If you go on my Facebook, on my Instagram, you'll be able to watch it. And it was the proudest moment in my life. And it was all worth it for that moment. It was truly, truly incredible, right? So never give up and have that moment on stage in your company getting that recognition. Because trust me, there was literally nothing like it, okay? What I wanted to say now is another thing that I saw at events is the longevity. So literally, like, I never realised. I thought, oh, you know, this is a business we're posting on Facebook. I didn't realise the longevity of it. And let me tell you something. I've never seen more than right now, like, people, like, move so much between company to company. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that, right? Because we all have to find the right opportunity. There's nothing wrong with, like, moving company if that's what you want to do. But I see people like join, they're in a phenomenal company, they're getting phenomenal support, they haven't even really started yet, they've not been to an event yet, they've not really like done much yet within that company, and they're like, oh, I'll try the next one, oh, I'll try the next one, oh, I'll try the next one, right? And one thing that I saw at this convention, and probably why I've been with my company for as long as I have, is the longevity. So the fact that this industry, like, I've got friends that are in my company that have been in the company for 30 years, right? And they are still absolutely smashing it every month, and it's a residual income if you build it right, with our product, which I'm sure is what the same for whatever company you're in. It's a lifetime product where, you know, it gets reshipped, we it gets reordered, and like literally you can be in this company for the next 30 years. And that's what I signed up for when I was at this convention. I mean, it's not what I signed up for originally, but when I was at this convention, I was like, yeah, this is what I'm signing up for. Like, I'm not just going to do this for a year, I'm not just going to do this for 5 years, I'm going to do this for 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, 50 years. And I know the longevity of what I'm going to achieve in 10 years, in 20 years, in 50 years. So I think it's really nice that at a convention we see that longevity, because sometimes on social media we see these new pop and drop companies come up, we see these like new things come up, they might sound exciting, like we might get drawn to them. And I think sometimes we lose vision of, like, sometimes we overestimate what we can do in a few weeks or a few months, and when we don't get there we quit and we try something else, right? But we underestimate what we can do in a year, what we can do in 5 years, what we can do in 10 years. And it was convention that really showed me the longevity. There was people there, and this is why I talk to people after as well, listen to the stories on stage, but talk to people after as well, because there was a lot of like older people there, like that weren't like doing it on social media like I necessarily do it. And I was like, oh, like, I wonder how they build their business. And I spoke to these people, and they're really good friends of mine now. At the time I didn't know them. And that's where I thought, oh, you started before social media was even a thing. Like, oh, you build your business through doing like smaller face-to-face, like in-home events. Oh, and it gives you so many different possibilities and so many different avenues of what you could do with your business. You learn so much. So definitely socialize, right? We're in network marketing. When you get to these events, network, talk to people that you wouldn't normally talk to. Talk to your team, but talk to people outside of your team as well, because you can learn so, so much, right? And then different types of events. So obviously I've spent the majority of this podcast talking about convention, but there are so many different events we can do, okay? So you can do local events. You know, we've built our business by doing local opportunity events where, you know, we hire out a bar, we put up like flyers and stuff like that. We invite the local community and they come and, you know, we do a business presentation, we do a product presentation, and we invite the team there as well. So it's good content. It looks good on social media. So these are other types of things you can do as well. Meeting the team. These are all events, doing in-home events. One of my team members on Saturday is doing a small like shake party and I'm going there talking about the products. So in-home events are all really, really good as well. Meeting the team is in an event, right? Going to coffee, going to Costa, Starbucks with your team, having a coffee, like that's a little event. Make sure you're posting about it on social media as well, right? Because this is your attraction marketing. And this is another thing, right? I have seen, going back to when you're at events, make sure you take pictures and do your attraction marketing and stuff like that. No lie, right? I have seen team members, past team members, people in businesses come to events, take a selfie on the train on the way there and go, I'm really excited, I'm on my way to an amazing event. And then after the weekend's finished, right, not put any content up of why they were at the event, and then take another picture on the train on the way home and go, oh, right, that was incredible. And I'm like, what? I know it's all about keeping people in suspense and that can be a good thing, but no one saw anything that went on while you were there. And no word of a lie, these things happen. And no word of a lie, people go out to Costa with their team, have a coffee, and don't take a picture of it. And don't document it on social media. And I'm like, what? Like, it's almost like if you don't take a picture of it and put it on social media, if you're using social media to build your business, it's almost like you wasn't there, okay? So this is why taking your content while you're there is really important. And it can be so easy to get distracted while you're there and get involved with, like, you know, what you're listening to and what you're doing. You forget about your content. You don't utilize it as much as possible. So this is why I'm telling you, if you have got an event coming up, please plan what you're going to do. I went to, I'll call it an event, I put on an incentive on the weekend for my girls. We went to brunch in London. I wrote lists of what we had to do when we were there, right? So I made sure we made free rules when we were there. Some of the girls went live when we were there. We done so many pictures while we were there. Our stories were packed up while we were there. And guess what? It's attractive. People were like, ah, oh, this is work. This is work. I'm taking the girls for lunch. They qualified for an incentive. How incredible is that? And how many people will that attract into your business? You know, you're with your girls, you're having fun, you're having brunch. But so many people wouldn't have done the free reels, or wouldn't have gone live, or wouldn't have taken as many pictures as we've done, or wouldn't have done as many talking to the stories and doing all of the story content that we've done, right? Because sometimes when you're there, you get caught up with the moment. And that is why I plan it. Plan your content, right? So before I went to that brunch, I was like, right, I'm going to save this reel. We're going to do this. I'm going to save this reel. We're going to do this. We're going to do pictures here. And you plan it. And then when you get there, do it. Make sure it's done. Make sure you tick it off, right? Because you only got one chance to document all of that and do all of that, right? I do things like, I do little stories with the team and I pass my phone around and I'm like, right, what has the business done for you? Like 30 seconds, like tell the camera what the business has done for you. And what does that do? It puts your team members out of their comfort zone because it gets them talking about what it is they do. And it's all attraction marketing. It's all showing other people from the outside what we do. I mean, you've got to remember in our business, we do two things. We inspire people with an incredible product, we inspire people with an incredible business opportunity, right? In order to inspire them, you've got to show them, right? You've got to take them on your journey with you and you've got to show them what this opportunity has done for people. And if you're at events, it's the most perfect time to show them because you're around thousands, hundreds and thousands of people that this business opportunity has changed their life, right? Whether they've got more friends, whether the products help them change their life, whether they're financially changing their life, whether they're growing in confidence, you are surrounded by people who have changed their life. Document it, grab people, say, oh, can you just quickly tell my Facebook Live like how this opportunity has changed your life, right? There are people at events, like we've got an amazing team within our company that are so good at like filming like live content. They will literally have their phones on a tripod. They will be walking around and if you bump into them, they will just grab you and say, tell my Facebook Live, like, you know, how much this business journey has changed my life. And I'll just automatically go, hi, Facebook. Yeah, this business journey has changed my life. You know, I've got financial freedom. I've got time freedom. I'm living my best life. I've built the best team. I've retired from my job. Like, I'm living the dream. How powerful is that from someone on that girl's Facebook Live that don't even know who I am? She bumped into me at convention and gone, yeah, yeah, tell your story. Like, these things are powerful. So the people that make the biggest impact on their social media throughout this time, you're going to come back from convention, you're going to grow your business like no way you could ever imagine, right? It's going to grow your business going to events more than you'll ever know for loads of different reasons. For what you hear and for who you become and you having your light bulb moment, and then obviously documenting it all as well and showing people on your social media that you are part of something so incredible, so phenomenal, and they are going to want to join you as well. So I hope that I've been talking for nearly 30 minutes and I didn't want to speak for that long, but events is such an amazing one and there's just so much to talk about with it. So I really hope you found that valuable. I really hope you are getting to some company events, whatever company you're in. If you're in my company, I will see you very soon at convention, hopefully. Do come and say hi. And as I say, please tag me on social media if you found value in this podcast. Love you all so much for listening and I'll speak to you all soon.